So what about all of these factors that are helping to make the bond market move in the ways that it has been, as well as the stock market? Let's talk about these things with Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital, who rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning to you.
All right. So where do you think we should start today?
Well, it's quite obvious, you know, that the bond market is spelling trouble ahead, obviously, with the yield curve almost inverted, actually, perhaps inverted. Red lights are flashing for recession, and it's all due to the trade war. There's a lot of fear out there, and this should, prompt the administration to get a deal going so that we can avoid this recession. And we're seeing a bad combination, by the way. I don't know if you noticed the CPI that came out this morning.
Yeah, we haven't checked in on that. What did it say?
It certainly was a surprise. We were up 0.3%, accompanied by even higher core. And so we are getting very close to the Fed target of 2%. On a monthly basis, I think we just went over it, but on a yearly basis, we're still a little bit away, but we're getting closer. So this certainly is a real dilemma for the Fed, because the bond market is suggesting one thing, inflation might be suggesting another. And I also want to point out this is a one-month reading, and it doesn't necessarily mean a trend. If this were to continue, this would be a real dilemma for the Fed, because they certainly would not lower rates in September. And so we could have this tug of war between the Fed and the bond market.
So let me ask you, Peter Cardillo, because we hear from the Trump administration, at least some of the more pronounced individuals like Peter Navarro and President Trump himself, that no, it's the Federal Reserve that's actually weakening this economy because they've gotten too tight, as opposed to the trade war, which they say has not really impacted the economy, hasn't noticeably impacted prices, and you cannot say that any of the trials and tribulations we're experiencing are trade war related. Yet you're indicating, and I tend to agree with you, that the trade war is actually the reason why we're seeing so much more difficulty in this economy. What makes you say that as opposed to the Fed?
Well, first of all, what's coming out of the White House is pure nonsense. By the way, the tariffs are being passed on to the consumer, and we're seeing higher prices, and that could be reflected in today's inflation data. So that's just political on the part of Trump and Navarro. And so I would just ignore that. The trade war is impacting. It's impacting the U.S. It's impacting China as well. And it's impacting the global economy. Just look at the agricultural sector of the economy. It's a total standstill, total disaster. And so, the agricultural part, sector of the economy is certainly not something that could be ignored. Just there alone, is causing higher prices.
Well, so, one thing I just want to say about that, though, is that the Trump administration is at least saying that they want to help the farmers by providing $16 billion in additional subsidies to make up for the struggles of these farmers. Is that not making a difference in your view?
Not in terms of the trade war. In terms of helping the farmers out, yes, but who are they going to sell their products to?
Yeah, well, one of my problems with this whole thing regarding the agricultural space, Peter Cardillo, is that if you are having a trade war negatively impact the ability for farmers to sell their products to overseas into China, which is a major market for so many of our agricultural folks, and then you say we're going to go ahead and give you some money, some taxpayer money from the government in order to support you. The problem is that that distorts everything about how farmers are functioning, and then they don't know what am I going to do next year or the year after when the government subsidies are dried up and maybe the trade war has shifted into a different way or it's gone or what have you. Am I going to be able to just jump back into the same product that I was selling before, or am I going to have to do something different? How many should I be making? I mean, it makes it much more difficult to plan for the future, especially for smaller farmers.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
I think I'm amplifying your point.
You know? So, look, it goes back to one thing. Trade wars are hard to win in spite of President Trump continuously saying that they're an easy win. They're not an easy win. No one wins in the trade war.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that in the stock market. The stock market is reflecting that. And the bond market is sending a loud message to the White House, get a deal, or we're going to head into negative economic growth. And we can, I guess, if we do wind up in recession, I guess we can call it the Navarro-Trump recession. And I think, you know, the flip side of this brings me back to me being somewhat optimistic that a trade deal will be struck. And while, you know, the news is rather ugly regarding trade talks right now, I think if they do meet in September, which I think they will, although Trump has said several times that those meetings might be canceled, and if he does cancel them, I can tell you this, by year end, if he doesn't make a if he doesn't strike a deal, it's going to be too late to stop the economy from slipping into recession. And so if he wants to be reelected, he's got to make a deal. And that's basically what I'm banking it on, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you this, that I'm not concerned yet about the prospect of a recession, but a deeper slowdown. I mean, a recession means you actually get into to negative growth for three consecutive quarters. And so while we may see slowing in the growth rate, I don't see negativity yet on the horizon. But I do think that if this goes beyond the election next year, then maybe, just maybe, we could find ourselves slipping in towards the recession there. But I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more about what we're seeing going on in the bond market and how functionally we're on the verge of this 2-year, 10-year yield inversion.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. It could happen today. Although, you know, this inflation number temporarily might reverse this inversion for a while, a day or two, because obviously, this, as I said before, throws a monkey wrench in terms of the Fed possibly cutting in September. Now, it could be a 1 month. Again, I want to stress this. It could be just a 1 month number, 1 month fluke, let's say, and then of course we could see it. You know, in the September numbers could reverse again, but it might just, you know, make the Fed rethink what the market wants them to do, and obviously the pressures that continue to mount from the White House.
Again, Peter Cardillo, our guest, chief market economist at Spartan Capital, here on Business for Breakfast. Okay, so let's talk about the prospects here then for a Fed rate cut, and if you think that the Fed has been too tight. What about your answers to those two questions?
Look, when we were growing at 2.5%, no, the Fed was not too tight. It was probably just at the levels that it should have been. Obviously, the economy is softened. We're under 2.25%. It does look like this quarter we might drop under 2%. And so that fine-tuning might have been just what we needed. But
you mean the quarter point drop last month?
Right. If you're growing, let's say at 1.9 or 2%, then the rates are probably in line. And if these inflation numbers are correct and they're not a one-time fluke, then that just validates rates at present levels. Look, you have consumers that are still quite strong. And let's see what happens, by the way, when we see the retail numbers this week.
Yes, indeed. That's going to be interesting because that will clearly give an eye into how consumers are feeling right now at this point in the economy.
Right, and we still have consumers' confidence, which is very strong. So you have two important indicators that suggest that, the economy is losing ground. Obviously, the manufacturing sector is in recession. Well, if it's not in recession, it's near recession.
Well, how come you say that? I'm curious why you're saying that, because we have seen the growth in manufacturing jobs here in the last couple of years. Now, I don't think that has anything to do with the trade war bringing jobs back into manufacturing, but we have seen overall a rise above certainly what we saw during the Obama administration.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks to the tax cuts. There's no question about that. But we're still not, in terms of production, we're not growing.
That's true.
We have more employees, no question about it. But, production is not growing because they're not increasing capital spending.
Well, given all this, and a lot of this comes down to uncertainty, what the heck's coming down the pike, what do you think is the trajectory for the stock market, Peter Cardillo?
I think, the S&P is probably headed towards the low 2800 region, 2825, something like that. And then we just get stuck, I think, in a 2829 level, unless we get, unless the trade talks are canceled. If they're canceled, then, we could see the market drop a lot further. If not, I just think we move down to that 28-25 range and probably stick within a trading range of 28-29 and just follow the daily headlines of the trade war.
Very interesting. We will be watching it closely. Peter Cardillo with Spartan Capital. Always great to check in with you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.